discussed the leftovers?
Yes. We already had a discussion on this during the external committee meeting, but there were one or two additional questions that popped up. As a council, we recognize the importance of less education, but because the rest group usually takes care of the rest education, we had some questions about whether or not the program director, together with the program committee, still determines what is given as the rest education. Because you said that if the program committee and program director are not very happy about how the rest group is giving their education, that they have the opportunity to let other people do this. But do programs know that they have this opportunity? And is it easy enough to deviate from that, or is it too big of a step?
Let me first emphasize the way that it's being structured. The way that it's being structured is that rest education is part of the university identity. So that means that rest is an integral part of the educational profile of the university. And that is something I would call non-negotiable at this point. However, the way that it's being implemented is that the current measure is that the programs are responsible for implementing the rest education within their program, with the comment that the rest group advises on the quality of this part of education to see if it fulfills the criteria of reflection education. And this, they have to come to an agreement, and if not, then typically the what has happened in the past, and it happened a couple of times, then this discussion will be continued at my desk to see how we come to a conclusion. But the program director is responsible, the rest group is responsible to, for the maintenance of the quality of the program.
Yeah.
And that has been the policy ever since. And
I don't know exactly how it works, so this really is an open question. If a group or a program decides that they want to provide their own rest education without the use of the rest group at the UT, how does that work from a financial perspective for the program?
I'm not a financial expert in this one, so I cannot give you details. But the way that it's being formulated, it has the groups that are responsible to give the rest education, they are also assured some financial stability in order to have this long-term plan. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, there is a long-term commitment from within the university, and the exact details are not with me at this point, so there is a long-term commitment towards the rest groups to make sure that they also have the stability. What we see is that in order to have good rest education, it should be done on a continuous basis, so that it's not a teacher being flown in external or from a different group. It should be long-term commitment between the program and the rest group or someone else.
But at this moment, I hear from several programs that they have to deal with fast-switching lectures.
This is indeed has been noted also last year, and this has been also been discussed with the rest groups, and they are. This has been under discussion last year intensively, and they also made longer term commitment to the staff to make sure that this long term commitment can actually be given.
Okay. Yeah. For me, that is actually a concern if the financial long-term planning of such a program is dependent on the actual educational programs paying for it. So if a program decides we do not want to use the REST services, but they are being charged for it, they're actually charged double for the education because they also have to hire their own experts on that type of education. And with that, you limit the programs and decide, well, actually, we think that we want to provide a different level of service, which the REST group doesn't provide. Is that the current situation? Because for me, that would be a slight concern.
I'm not exactly sure about this double payment, if you would call it this way. The way that I would like to stress it is that the REST group has the expertise to give this reflection education, and this should be of high quality. So the first priority is to make sure that they can execute their task appropriately. That would be my first commitment, mm-hmm. to make sure that people that are knowledgeable can execute this.
Okay. Yep. Dick? We have a nice term for that in Dutch, dongerwinkelnering. And it's been in the discussion for many years, also for mathematics. Huh? But here it works differently. If a program decides not to use the mathematicians, then they could hire a mathematician or somebody who can teach mathematics themselves. So this gedwongen winkelnering is in case of arrests, of course, budget-wise, mandatory, but not in different fields of in other fields of expertise like mathematics or something like that.
That is not my understanding. My understanding is that mathematics is being requested from the mathematics department.
Yeah, but I know colleagues who teach in other programs, courses that I also teach from mathematics, and the programs can decide to have lecturers lecturing mathematic subjects, and it has no budget consequences for them. So, when I notice this, of course I will speak to them that is not the way to do it, but they are doing so.
Which is a different kind of self-gedwongenwinkelnering.
Yeah.
Just not financially.
Well, I think the idea of having the expertise in one place of the university, and that mathematics is taught by mathematicians, and of course REST should be taught by that group. But when there are discussions about quality and the continuity, then you are faced with double costs if you try to find a solution for that as a program.
That might be the case indeed.